Hello, all you scaredy cats and kittens, and welcome to the Two Scaredy Cats podcast, where we talk about all things strange, unusual, and paranormal. We're your hostess with the mostess. I'm Stacy.
And I'm Kara.
So, Kara, did you do anything this Labor Day weekend? Go anywhere and do anything fun?
Drank a lot of margaritas.
Yes, it was a very sad weekend because Jimmy Buffett passed away.
Yeah. We lost two people.
Smash Mouth singer, I know, he died on Monday. I'm like, what the hey? I went and saw them in concert. He's really good. I like them. I was sad.
Haven't you seen both of them in concert?
Yes, I have actually seen both in concert. Yeah, since we live in Cincinnati, the parrot head capital of the world. Yes.
Is it really?
I didn't know that?
I thought that would be Florida.
No, are you kidding me? In fact, we're the ones that termed the parrot head name. Parrot head? It happened at King's Island at a concert. Yeah, so that's how the whole parrot head thing came to be.
Lore drop. I didn't know that.
There you go. Well, we've been without air for the past 5 days in my house, so, you know, it's been like hell in around here, and I mean literally like hell, because it's so damn hot, you could fry eggs in our house. But luckily it got fixed this morning, so hopefully I'll feel better tonight when I go to sleep.
Yeah, sounds rough.
Yeah, trust me, it is. Especially when you're a person that doesn't like to be hot and, you know, you're a raging menopausal woman. It's a little rough.
Well, remember when our pilot light went out, so we were freezing?
Yeah, see, we're the exact opposite as you.
It was like 50-something degrees in here, and I was like, had blankets on. It was insane.
I bet. See, but me and Dad just talked about that, and we figured it would be better to be freezing than to be hot. Because at least when you're freezing, you can throw clothes and blankets on, and we also have a gas fireplace so we could sit in front of like downstairs and be warm from that. But if the if our air conditioner went out like it did, you know, there's
fans,
no way to, you know, get any comfort whatsoever. Yeah, they only help so much when it's already 100 degrees and you're just blowing around hot air.
I know,
at that point. It's like being in an oven. All right, so this week, we're doing things a little different. I don't know if I'm supposed to go first or not, but I am. And then Kara will regale us with her information about what's going on with her this upcoming weekend, some stories from that area. So I'm doing mine on, it's called the Seeley Rose House Murders. Have you ever heard of this before, Kara?
I have not.
Interestingly enough, this all happened in Ohio and not that far away from Mansfield, Ohio, or where the Ohio State Reformatory is.
Oh, great.
So we can actually, next time we go there to that area, we should go check out this. There's like an actual park there that all this went down in, so we can go check it out. So anyway, so our tale starts off with the Rose family. It was a family of four. There were the parents, David and Rebecca, and their two children, Walter and Celia, who they called Seeley. Now, Seeley Rose had a severe learning disability, and she could not do many of the tasks that they needed her to do at the time on her own. So, while she had matured physically, she still remained mentally immature, and everyone in town would make fun of her. It is kind of sad. So, as she, started growing and getting older in that, she fell in love with a 16-year-old local farm boy named Guy Barry. Now, she was 23 at the time, and the reason why she fell in love with him, she thought that he was showing, you know, that he loved her, when actually he was just trying to be kind to her. And he would always talk to her in that when everybody else would like run the other way and stuff when she came into town in that. She gets it in her head that this boy named Guy really loved her, you know, started to fantasize about him and her, and she would go around telling everybody that they were going to get married. Now, Guy decided he was not, you know, in love with her. Like I said, he was just, you know, being kind to her, as people will do sometimes. Eventually, he got tired of all these rumors being spread around town about him and her. He wanted to put an end to it. So he basically told her that they couldn't get married because her parents didn't approve of him. Okay, so that's what he tells her. So this information sent Seely into a rage, and this rage ended up proving deadly. So a couple of nights later, Seely and her family were getting ready to sit down to eat dinner. Now, her family, where they lived at, they lived on a farming property, and they had a grist mill at the time because they provided flour and stuff for the town and that. And her dad kept some rat poisoning, or otherwise known as arsenic, in the grist mill to help keep the rats away so they would not eat the flour and stuff in there. So she saw that her dad used this to take care of the rats. So she got the brilliant idea that, well, if it works on rats, it must work on people. So she took a couple spoonfuls of rat poisoning and put it in the cottage cheese that she was going to serve her family that night. What? And they all, yeah, they all ended up eating it, and they all got sick. Like, they were, it was so bad, like, the dad was, like, you know, puking everywhere, the brother was puking everywhere, the mom wasn't doing so great. So, eventually, her dad died first, and he was on his way to go get it, fetch a doctor, and one of the townspeople found him, at, like, in a ditch. He had, like, fallen off his carriage or whatever, and they ended up bringing him back to the house, and they called a doctor. Well, he died. Then her brother died like a week later after her dad had passed away from the same symptoms. Like, the doctor couldn't figure out why are all these people puking except for her. You know, they're all puking and getting sick and dying. And so the brother dies. And the doctor was like, while he was in there, you know, taking care of this family, he noticed that she was like morbidly fascinated with everybody, like, you know, dying and getting sick from, you know, this rat poisoning or whatever. Her mom also got sick. She got really sick, actually. But she actually ended up surviving. When she survived, you know, after she survived, she figured out what Seely had done. She put, you know, two and two together and figured out that she had poisoned them all. So she basically, when the authorities came to talk to, because they figured it out, too, eventually, what had happened because of their symptoms and all that. It was really easy to figure out that they had been poisoned. When the authorities came to interrogate or, you know, interview Seely and her mom to find out what happened or what was going on and all that, her mom got very defensive, and she would feed, like, she told all the stuff for Seely to say, and Seely would look at her mom to make sure what she was saying was right, you know, and her mom would, like, wink or, you know, something to indicate to her that she was doing it right. So then the mom gets custody of Seely again after they can't, you know, they can't prove anything that she had done it, because back then there was no way to prove that, you know, she had poisoned them. So after losing her son and husband, the mom did not want her troubled daughter taken from her as well. So she was very protective of Seely, and even though she was not of sound enough mind to be held accountable, her mom, that, you know, that was her mom's worst decision that she made, was hanging on to Seely. So her and her daughter get home after the whole trial, and, you know, her daughter's been acquitted. You know, she didn't do anything wrong, they say. And guess what happens?
She poisoned her?
Seely feeds her arsenic again, and this time she kills her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. You think the mom...
What the fuck?
I know. The mom did not learn her lesson. So the mom ends dying. At this point, Seely ends up telling a friend on the steps of the local church, by the way, that she had, what she had done, you know, that she was the one that had given her parents and her brother.
Why would she tell someone
I
that?
I don't know.
Or why would she do that in the first place?
But still. I know. She should have known better. But remember, they said that she had mental disabilities. So in her mind, maybe she wasn't killing them. You know what I mean? We'll never know, because, you know, nobody ever had records from her from all that. So any doctor's records or anything from that. So anyway, so while she's sitting on the church steps and telling her friend what all had happened, she goes on about, you know, oh, I'm so heartbroken by Guy, who, by the way, had left the town at this point, and because he wanted to avoid being blamed for what happened, because, you know, he's the one that told that little white lie that set her off, you know, and she ended up killing her whole family. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to be, you know, scrutinized by the whole town for what he had said to her. Mm-hmm. Seely Rose was clearly mentally challenged, especially when during her trial she was found not guilty by reason of insanity. So after the trial, she was sent to the Lima State Hospital. She was basically put on they have like an asylum ward there, And that's where she lived until she died for, you know, she was there for the rest of her life. Now, today, people say that if you go visit this place, it's a park in Ohio. And this park was actually a famous Nobel Prize winning author lived there for quite a few years after, you know, the Rose family had passed on. And he actually had a lot of the famous people from Hollywood that would come and stay with him. And two really famous people, Lauren Bacall and I can't think of the actor's name, got married on his property there that he had. And they say that if you take a tour, it's like a farm. It's called a farm now. And if you take a tour of it, you can, there's actually, they think that the gentleman that had purchased the land, you can actually see him. He'll sometimes appear on the tours. Like he's interested in what people are saying, you know, about his property and that. There's also rumors that Celie, you can see her sometimes too inside the home. And they say it's one of the most haunted places in Ohio. But you know how that is. Everybody says that. But around Halloween time, they have a lot of really cool tours there that you should go check out. So, but that was what mine was. It was called the Celie Rose House.
It's interesting. So. I never heard that.
I hadn't either. I was like really shocked when I saw that it was like a legit place. So where are you going this weekend? Or this week? Yeah, I guess weekend. Week, yeah. Whatever.
I'm going out to the Appalachian Mountains.
Uh-oh.
Technically.
That means fun times for you.
Well,
you're
gonna find specifically,
a Bigfoot?
I mean, maybe. Or we don't know what we'll find. Because yep. I'll be out in the woods again doing stuff. We're going to be technically in the Poconos Mountains, specifically.
Are you still staying at the same hotel, or are you staying someplace different?
Oh, yeah, we're staying at the Kalahari.
Okay.
But, like, the Kalahari has, like, a plot of land with, like, woods or whatever that we go back
to. Yeah, I know. I've seen your trip.
Because I've been lost in the woods there once.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, like, it was bad. Like, they thought they were going to have to, like, call search and rescue on us and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That's scary. That's not even funny.
I mean... now it's funny, but it wasn't funny at the time because I was lost with a client too at the time. So
ooh. How many hours were you missing?
We were gone for like 2 hours.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was starting to get night, and that's why Mario started freaking out.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
So basically I know my way around the trails now, but we took one wrong turn because the path wasn't super well marked.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up like on an unmarked trail, essentially, and we were trying to find this waterfall, which was like the whole reason.
Were you off property at that point, do you think? Like, in, you know,
we might have been because we were very far off. It was like pretty like far back, and we were like, we're clearly not finding it because people told me like how long of a walk it was to get there, which we had taken a wrong turn. We were supposed to go left on the path, but we went right, so we took the long way, and then we missed a marker. Because the markers really wasn't well, like, marked. Like, I know now, like, how to get there, but...
Yeah, that's why we carry a map with us when we go hiking, to make sure, in case
the... And then I didn't have service either, so it's not like I could call anyone, because apparently they had been trying to call me, too, at the time. It was a whole thing.
That's really scary, yeah.
It was kind of getting scary, because it was getting dark, so we end up turning around. I was like, let's just follow the path back and give up. Which we eventually did get to the waterfall.
Oh, that's funny.
So we did find it eventually, but and we took like a few photos because it was like getting so dark. We wanted to, you know, get back up, and then we got back up. And I remember Mario was so pissed. Like he was just like,
I would be too.
He was literally outside, and he like got mad at us. He was mad at us.
He probably thought you were dead in the woods. Jeez.
Yeah, we were basically. I mean, not really, but you know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Like, they were like, I don't know who I was supposed to call.
Oh, goodness.
Because, we weren't, like, on a park property. Like, it wasn't, like, a...
Right.
What, national park or anything? It wasn't, like, a park. We were just, like, on hotel property, and they have, like, hiking trails in the back.
Well, next time that happens, just have them call the police is what I would have done.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Police. It was just going to be, like, missing 411. I almost could have been abducted by an alien for our stories, but, you know. Didn't happen.
Darn it.
Unfortunately. I'm sure I'll get lost in the woods.
Darn,
but one time, I think we
there.
Heard, like, some really weird noises, which is where we'll get to what I'm going to talk about. I didn't know that there's, like, rules you're supposed to follow when you're in, like, the Appalachian woods. But I learned this today, that there's, like, specific stuff you're not supposed to do. to essentially keep things that are in the woods away from you, essentially.
Away from you?
One of the rules is don't look into the trees, which is something I always do. So, because if you look, they'll know that you're looking, and typically whatever's out there wants to initiate with you. This is a new one. I didn't know this. Yeah. You're not supposed to whistle in the woods either. Yes. Like, really? You are not supposed to whistle at all, because apparently they do not like it, and they will come after you. Whatever it is, we don't know.
Oh, nice. Whatever it is out there, got it. Interesting.
And if you hear your name being called, no, you didn't. Do not engage with it.
Yeah, do not answer. That's never ends well. We've seen all the horror movies.
Yeah, or if you hear someone crying for help.
Don't do it.
If you cannot confirm the source, do not engage.
It could be a changeling trying to steal your body. Don't do it.
Or, like, in, like, a realistic sense, it could be, like, a mountain lion. Because mountain lions can sound like people screaming.
Yeah, I've heard that. Or they sound like babies crying. I've heard that before,
Yeah, that too. Yeah. So, like, even sometimes it is supernatural. Sometimes it could be a realistic thing. Right. So, it's placed. The best bet is just
to not answer it, just ignore it. Yep, and move on.
Yeah.
Get the heck out.
And then you're never supposed to. So, like, if you feel like whatever it is near you, do not run away from it. That is, like, a no-no. You're supposed to calmly walk away.
Yeah, because if you run, they're going to think that's.
It's going to trigger, like, they're, like, prey drive or whatever kind of a thing. Like, no matter what it could be, you know, even if it is supernatural or if it's, like. Like, animals, well, too. Like, you're not supposed to run because it'll kind of trigger that response.
Coyotes, wolves, you got the whole thing.
But, yeah, those are some of the things I've learned. I learned it from this TikTok who, she told a pretty crazy story about a mimic. Have you heard of mimics?
I think I have.
I think we talked about something similar, which is, you talked about doppelganger. You talked about, which are kind of similar to a mimic. It's not exactly the same, but she was just talking about how these. She, like, would go in the woods. She lives in Appalachia, which is why we're talking about this anyways. Because I thought it was interesting since I'll be out there anyways. And she would be in her house, and there, something would just, like, be there. Like, her husband would not be home. And then she would turn around, and her husband would be, like, facing the back wall. And he'd be wearing something similar that he normally would wear. And it clearly wasn't him. Because she was like, he's supposed to be at the gym or whatever. That doesn't make sense. Why are you home?
Right.
And they won't, like, interact with them. And then they'll, like, go do something else. And then it'll just be gone. Like, poof. And then her actual husband will come home and open the door. And she'll be like, what was in my house? And it's happened to her multiple times. And she actually caught it on a TikTok, which is nuts. So it would say, hey. It sounded like his voice, but it was, like, distorted. And it, like, kept calling to her. And then when she turned around, there was, like, so he would always wear, like, a flannel, or, like, this mimic thing would always wear a flannel and, like, a hair bun, because, like, similar to her husband, and she, like, saw it just, like, standing off in the corner, like, behind the shed, that he didn't even come with her on this trip, so it's, like, creepy, because she was talking in the TikTok about how she was, like, oh, my husband can't be here, but we're visiting, like, our haunted farm, and then she, like, stopped, because something started saying hey to her, like, multiple times, and she turned around, and then it was just in the corner. And then she caught it a second time.
Yeah.
On, like, a different TikTok.
I wouldn't be staying on that farm by myself. I'd be out of there in a heartbeat.
Well, it's like her parents' farm. They were, like, going to go just walk around it and get content. Because she does, like, TikToks about paranormal stuff, you know.
Yeah. And what's this TikToker's name so I can get checked this
Morg.
Out?
Morg. M-O-R-G.
Spell it, like, for me.
Morg.
Oh, Morg. Okay.
You should watch yourself. It's pretty crazy.
I have to go check that out.
Oh, and there's this is another thing I thought would be interesting to talk about. There's a, there's a Bigfoot movie, like a found footage Bigfoot movie coming out. And it's like pretty much in post-production, but they're like doing a Kickstarter for like finishing costs. And I can get my name in the credits for $5.
Oh.
Should I do it? Damn, that's what I was saying. I'm like, $5.
Should go for it. Do it.
Like, I watched the trailer and it looked pretty good.
You should have it put Two Scaredy Cats podcast. That'll be even better. Then maybe people will look this up.
I don't know if that's how that works. I can send it to you, though. She talked about it also on her TikTok. That was my deep dive, was I just watched like all of her TikTok videos. And she has YouTube videos too. But there you go. I thought it was like so fascinating, especially the mimic story. Right. You should go watch the videos. They're like pretty nuts.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's only on her YouTube. I think she was getting some hate for her mimic stuff on her TikTok or whatever, but it is on her YouTube.
Okay.
She has like a whole YouTube video and she like talks about everything. I just kind of like showed the Spark Notes version, but it was pretty crazy. Hmm. Oh, and she also has a video about Wendigos, which is what we've talked about those before on the podcast. But I think that's what we were just talking about when they say don't look into the trees kind of stuff. It's not always a Wendigo, but
yes, we have talked about Wendigos, yeah.
It was the implication was it could be. And then she's also seen weird deer. They're called deer. Have you heard of those before? It's like an Appalachian thing where they look like normal deer, but there's like something wrong with them.
Okay.
Clearly, like, or sometimes they will not look normal. Like their face will be like messed up.
Ooh, that's weird.
Yeah. It's like a phenomenon that happens in the Appalachian. I've heard other stories about the not deer.
Got ya.
They're called that because they're not deer, but they look like them. So careful of sus looking deer in the woods and make sure you follow those tips because I had never heard like those stuff. Like, yes, I didn't know you're not supposed to whistle in the woods.
Next time you're going in the woods.
And like, if something calls your name or anything, just ignore it. Interact.
Please, at all costs.
Yeah. It's just, I think they get, like, when you get scared and freaked out, I think it's what kind of wants them to attack you or whatever.
It feeds them. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what they want. So if you just kind of pretend like you are ignoring them, they won't typically engage usually for whatever could be lurking in the woods. Because so did you know that the Appalachian mountain range is like one of the oldest mountains in like the world?
No, I did not.
They
know
were
that.
They began in 1.1 billion years ago. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah, I was looking up some info and I think Ohio's like barely in the range. It's like all Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky has a lot.
West Virginia, Pennsylvania. We're like surrounded by that area, but we're not quite in it. And the Smoky Mountains is part of the Appalachian Mountains. I mean, I probably did know that. I just you know me. It's a huge mountain range.
It is very huge, yeah.
All right. Well, I get to drive through it tomorrow morning, 5 a.m, so I'm so excited.
We expect a full report when you get back.
Hopefully something spooky will happen. Or maybe hopefully not. Also, apparently, that area is really popular for UFOs, too. Like, the Poconos Mountains. Cool. There was, like, a whole YouTube about it, and I was like, what the heck? Keep my eyes out.
Yep, sounds good.
Anyways, if you enjoyed our podcast today, follow us on Instagram at @2scaredycatspodcast, and please be sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It really helps the show get discovered. And tune in 2 weeks for a new episode. And to all our scaredy cats and kittens out there, remember, curiosity didn't kill these two scaredy cats.